Man, what a week for Oregon athletics, and who better than the man who's been the director of athletics since 2010. Don't get him started on the 1988 Major Harris-led West Virginia team who played for the national title. Actually, it's been too long since we welcomed in Rob Mullins. Robs, thanks for the time. Things kind of quiet and low-key right now with you?
Yeah. It's just we've got it all merging in March. And I appreciate you remembering 1988. That's pretty good.
Yeah, the first time I spoke with you, I remember that you were a student there, and my grandfather was born and raised in West Virginia, and that was like his favorite team. And we went back to that national title game, which I'm sure, being a student at the time, that was probably just an amazing experience.
It was an amazing experience. You know, it's just like Eugene, you know, when you're in those college towns where everybody rallies around the home team, and then, you know, at a place like that, that, you know, to be able to go undefeated at that time, and you know, we broke a long time losing streak to Penn State, and daggone it, those Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Yeah, a thorn in my side since I'm a kid, but that's a story for another day. I also want to do one quick personal timeline. I know you worked at Maryland till 2002. Were you still around when that Juan Dixon, Chris Wilcox team won the national title?
Yeah, both my wife and I both worked there. We were on the same senior staff. And so we were there through that. That happened, obviously, in April, and we left later that summer in August to go to Kentucky. So we did experience, you know, it was an amazing run there, you know, to go to a Final Four the year before, close historic Cole Fieldhouse with a team that won the national championship. You probably couldn't write a better script for Gary Williams, Maryland basketball, and the great facility that Cole Fieldhouse was.
Yeah, and the rarity, a guy, an alum who coached this team.
And Juan was from Baltimore. So there were just so many incredible storylines to that team.
Now that we've got the important stuff straight and away, running a department the magnitude of Oregon, I mean, you're just now doing that seasonal change from winter to spring, baseball, softball, track, field, lacrosse. Now you throw in hosting an NIT game and the first two rounds of the women's tournament. Is this the kind of chaos you welcome, or logistically, it's some challenges?
Well, it's both. Obviously, you know, you want to welcome these opportunities to host an NCAA and an NIT event because it means your team is having some success. At the same time, you know, we have a pretty lean staff, and if you just look at, aside from that, what we got going on this weekend, Steve, you know, look last weekend what our staff did. You know, we had acrobatics and tumbling, lacrosse, baseball, softball, all at home. So it's pretty taxing on our staff. We're fortunate to have a dedicated staff who does an outstanding job, but, you know, this will test them again this weekend.
We're talking with Oregon's Director of Athletics, Rob Mullins. Before we get into specifics for folks who are maybe just catching up, you know, you got the Ducks hosting Rider tonight, the Oregon women in the Big Dance hosting Seattle. Then there's also the Green Bay, Minnesota game. The winners meet Sunday. As far as parking and tickets and all that, what information do we need to get out there?
GoDucks.com is your best source of information, but obviously the NIT game will operate very similar to a home game tonight for the men. We do play Rider at 7 o'clock. The women on Friday, on the other hand, will be a different story because it's an NCAA-managed event. And so the first game, Green Bay versus Minnesota, will tip at 2 o'clock, and then the Ducks will play Seattle 30 minutes after. So we expect somewhere in the 4:15 to 4:30 range on Friday. And, you know, we really want to fill that up. You know, this team's done amazing things. As Coach Graves has said often, there's a long list of firsts, probably too many to mention, but this team deserves to have a full Matthew Knight Arena and take advantage of earning the chance to play at home.
You know, when Kelly Graves was hired, I got to confess, I wasn't familiar. Then you start to speak with people in the know, like Terry Johns with his success at Gonzaga. So when it was time to replace Paul Westhead, if you recall that process, when did Coach Graves' name surface, and overall, how much of a score did you and, you know, the people you work with think it was that he was willing to relocate and accept this position?
Well, obviously, he had been on our radar for a long time, and you know, everybody who was following women's basketball knew the success that he was having up in Spokane. You know, right alongside what Mark Few was doing on the men's side, Kelly was doing on the women's side. I think he won something like 10 or more straight, you know, West Coast Conference yep. titles, had taken them to the Sweet 16 in the Elite Eight, and we were running head to head to him in a lot of recruiting battles. So we were very aware of the success he was having, and you know, as soon as we started the process of looking, he was the target, without a doubt. But he had been targeted many, many times by other institutions, even some in the Pac-12. And so, you know, we knew we had our work cut out for us, but we aligned our sales pitch the right way, met with him in Nashville at the Final Four, and it was, you know, we hit it off right away. His vision matched with our vision, and then, you know, we just came down to getting the terms right and moving forward.
You know, obviously, a few times we've spoken, you know, beyond your career, you're a fan. You know the games. You've seen some great teams up close and personal. You know, when I observe this women's team, I just find them unique. And beyond unity, they am I accurate in saying they just play with this kind of unbridled joy that is just contagious?
You called it. You're dead on. It's they're so fun to be around. They do play with this incredible joy. They really play for their teammates. You often hear coaches say, you know, great teams really play for their teammates and want to make plays for their teammates, and that's what you see with this group. I mean, they're incredibly talented. They're incredibly deep, and they just have this real family atmosphere. And they really want to be around other people. That's what's amazing. They're such gatherers. They love the stage. They love pulling more people in, fill up the bandwagon. Again, that's why we want to see Matthew Knight Arena full on Friday night, because they fuel off of that.
You know, it's interesting because you hear some people talking about where Coach Graves has taken the program in 4 years, and certainly they were on the come. But when you think about starting with the Pac-12 tournament last year in Seattle and then the run to the Elite Eight, I mean, what's happened in essence the last year, I mean, he's really made them from keeping an eye on to like a national brand.
Yeah, no, it's been incredible. Obviously, there was progress last year, but you know, when we see all the success this year, we forget that our team was 8-10 in the Pac-12 last year,
right,
and then turned it around and doubled the win total to go to 16. Obviously, it was a magical march, as you said, from the Pac-12 tournament onto the NCAA tournament. But then they really took that momentum through the summer, worked all fall, and have cashed it in with over 30 wins already this season. And again, we have two more opportunities to see them at Matthew Knight Arena, and we hope everybody will take advantage of it.
Now, obviously, you've been at a lot of major programs, and once you achieve this level of success, in essence, it seems like the foundation is now laid, and as great as things are now, I mean, is there really any reason to think that this isn't going to... You never know if you're always going to be a two-seed or a one-seed, but to think that was once almost unthinkable, the Oregon women's program as a regular in the Big Dance and a contender with Stanford in the Pac-12, it seems like the future's just as bright as the present.
Well, it's a young team for sure, and as you said, there's the leadership there, both from the coaches and from inside the locker room. But as you know, in this business, if you're not thinking about it and working at it every single day, you know, sometimes it's hard to sustain as it is to climb. And to that point, let me relay this: we win the Pac-12 tournament championship in Seattle. Kelly Graves gets less than 3 hours sleep. He's on a plane to the Midwest recruiting, and then from the Midwest to Australia. From Seattle directly, Mark Campbell and Chavi Lopez fly through Houston to Europe, where they visit a number of places together in Europe, then split up in Europe before coming back. So, you know, they celebrated their Pac-12 tournament championship with long flights. And, you know, that's what it's about, right? You know, we're always thinking about, you know, obviously, we want to build something, and something is being built, and the foundation is laid. But it's really about how do we sustain that excellence, and we're fortunate to have great leaders who spend a lot of time thinking about it.
Well, clearly they're not resting on their laurels or resting at all.
Yeah, apparently not.
We're talking with Rob Mullins of the Oregon Athletic Department. Let's get to the men who... tonight against Ryder. I mean, they had the amazing five-year run in the tournament, got in the Final Four last year, then turned over the greatest roster in school history. So what does it say about where Dana Allman has taken the program that in it's a transitional year? You win 22 games, make the Pac-12 semifinals, and while maybe not being satisfied, you know, still end up hosting an NIT game.
Yeah, and the NIT field is outstanding, but you're right. When you lose six of your top seven, and really three players who really meant so much to the program, and in college basketball, when you have that kind of talent, you know, the chances of you keeping the continuity for that for 2 years with all three of those were really amazing. I mean, those were transformative players, Jordan Bell, Dylan Brooks. So, you know, to put together a roster and win 22 games in the Pac-12, and you know, really, there is a feeling that it came up. You know, we left a little on the table because there were some games early on in November and December that we felt like we could have won, and then a couple down the stretch. You know, this team could have been an NCAA tournament team, but you know, your record is what it is, and now we're ready, prepared to go play in the NIT, which has a great field and a great opportunity. You know, the NIT still has some meaning because you get to end in Madison Square Garden if you make a deep run.
No, it's got a great tradition as well. It's still prestigious. Okay, before we let you go, I mean, there's just so much happening beyond me just asking more specific questions. You know, with all that's going on right now, what do you want to let our listeners and Oregon fans know about, you know, what's happening currently with Duck Athletics?
Well, it's a great time to be a Duck, obviously, coming off of our ninth place finish in the Director's Cup. We have so many teams achieving at a high level, and we appreciate the fan support. It means so much to our coaches. It means so much to our student-athletes. And obviously, you know, when we're out recruiting, you know, the quality of Eugene community plays a big, big role. And when these young people, these young prospects take a visit and see it, and they see a full Jane Sanders Stadium or a full Matthew Knight Arena or a full Hayward Field, it sets us apart from anybody. So we just want to say thanks. We appreciate it, and we'd love to continue it.
All right. Well, Rob, you enjoy the week. Maybe get a nap in. have a great spring season, and let's not let it go so long before we talk again.
I agree, Steve. I appreciate all that you do. My family's probably in the car driving home from school right now. They love your show, and we appreciate all the work that you do.
All right. Well, you say hello to him for me.
Will do.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Take it easy.